you can pass it around and give individual presentations later, but you just plug into the back of the computer like that. And then you hit function F8. So CRT LCD. So function F8, and it takes a little bit. You'll see that the screen will flicker like that, and then you'll wait about a minute. There you go.
I don't know, that might be good.
This.
We saved it in your my
documents. Oh, okay. Right.
Are we free to take notes?
Yeah, you can take notes whenever you want.
But let's just start it off and we'll see what happens. If you're all ready. Okay, here's the agenda. Opening acquaintance, tool training, project plan, discussion, and then code. Project aim is a new remote control. Original, trendy, and it's user friendly. Functional design, individual work, and then a meeting. Conceptual design, individual work, and a meeting. Detailed design, individual work, and a meeting. Tool training. Try out the whiteboard. Every participant should draw their favourite animal and sum up their favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay.
Miss Industrial Designer, would you like to go first?
So are we supposed to bring the little things for them?
Yeah, let me just click. Do you have a belt?
Clip them back to you.
Oh, put them in your pocket.
Yeah.
So my favourite animal.
Yeah, what's your favourite animal?
Ah.
Is it rude?
It's an elephant.
That's a very good elephant. The back end of an elephant.
Oh my gosh. I'm never going to be able to draw that well.
Okay, and you're going to write up on there, so you're going to sum up your favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay, it's big. It's got a great memory.
Is it?
It's supposed to have a great memory. You say an elephant never forgets.
Mm.
And I don't know why, but it looks like nice to me.
Okay. Wonderful, well done. Do you want to use the wiper and wipe up?
Okay.
Mr. Aesthetics Designer, do you wanna go next?
Yeah.
I forget what my favourite panel was.
Okay, my favourite area. Let's see.
Aw.
I don't know if any of you have seen Napoleon Dynamite before. It's a lager.
A what?
A combination of a lion and tiger.
Alright.
Have you not seen Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
No, it's a hilarious movie, you have to see it. And its best characteristic is it's pretty much the awesomest. But you have to see the movie and fully appreciate it.
Okay, well done.
Great. Me?
Yep. Miss Marketing.
Okay. Well, I'll try my best to draw. Can I just draw the face?
Yeah, I think you can just draw the face, but then you'll have to describe in writing how the rest of it looks. That's a brave, pretty cat.
It also has what? A big fat body and a long tail.
Okay, so do you wanna do some do you wanna just write some words about it?
Why? Because cuddly. And usually cats are very friendly. Usually. And they hear things well. They hear. And they can feel when a human's
Wow.
problems, so
They're kind of spiritual.
That's why I like cats.
Well done.
There we go.
Okay.
I don't actually have a favourite animal, but for the sake I'll draw a little. I honestly can't draw off the top thing.
Really?
Yeah. Facts, no. This is
A prairie dog?
No.
Not a squirrel?
That's exactly what it is. Not a very good one.
Not bad, I would say.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, what have you got it? It's Girl, and because they're cute and stupid.
Very good. Aw.
Alright.
Okay, so I guess that was the test to see if this equipment is all working.
Next phase.
Okay, put it at 5 inches. Set the price 25 euros. If you aim 50 million euros.
I can aim internationally, so
yeah. Production costs it's cool.
Alright.
Can't cost any more than 12.50 to make. Films experience with, as in remote control. So I talk about who Who's used what? Any ideas? Stuff like that. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes. Quarter to 12.
So I think before we close, we're expected, I mean, the last slide wanted us to maybe discuss longer what our ideas were. I mean, if you want to go back to the last slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're, I mean, before we close the meeting, we're supposed to come up with some ideas for...
Oh, so we're actually supposed to be doing this discussion, like, right now, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was just giving us instructions for the... to do next.
Yeah, I think this is just the preliminary, get some rough ideas for what our experiences with remote controls have been and what we would, roughly what we would incorporate into a new one maybe.
Okay. All right, who's got experiences with remote controls then?
Pretty much everybody.
Yeah, I think we've all got it.
Is this a TV one we're supposed to make?
Yeah. That's TV remote control.
Okay.
Okay.
A new remote control for TV. What would I like?
What?
Do
you want it big? Do you want it small?
Medium.
Are we going for like telephones are going, little teeny tiny things, or are we going for something that's big and...
It seems like, there's sort of a tension between two ideas. I mean, you want one remote that maybe can work all the functions of TV, and if you have whatever associated with the TV and a DVD player or something
yeah,
like
right.
that. But
like
at the same time, you don't want a really busy remote with 1,000 buttons on it or something.
Maybe, yeah. No, that's the other thing, it's just got to be cheap.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I was thinking something that's got different, like maybe an LCD display on it that... It's got different pages for different devices.
Mm.
But that would probably be quite expensive.
But how do we know how much, how much do we have per, how much?
50.
It can't be more than 1250 per unit.
Per unit, yeah.
Cost.
So do we have to be realistic within the budget for it?
Well, at the moment,
what we're
doing at the moment is just saying what we like, and then after we found out what we can like, some different ideas, we can then go and do the research to find out if any of these ideas are feasible or not. So it would be nice to have something that controls lots of different things.
Yeah.
But we have like one that comes out. Like, so you have one in like,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be really thick. I mean, remote controls can be thin bits. And then you have one for your DVD and you sort of slide it out. And then you have another one and you slide it out. So
okay.
It slides. And then it all comes compact.
Okay, that's
into
nice.
One. So it's not, you're actually just putting three or four different remotes together, but making them thinner and into one, basically.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
So you just split them out.
Okay.
Well, have one very complicated one on one side with all the DVD and VCR access and stuff, and then on the other side a remote control that would be very very simple. It's just the channel program plus and minus, and then just the mute button, for example. Like keep it really really simple on one side, and the other side be very complicated.
One side for kids, one side for adults.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Or grandma as well, you know. Like,
I'm not sure if that's a good idea to have a two-sided remote though, because it would be a very hard to use in the way that you...
No, but you would slide it into something on the back would hold, like you wouldn't be able to press the buttons.
Oh, okay.
Like or something like a flip telephone, something like that maybe.
Okay.
That'd be cool. I was thinking...
Flip it open and you've got all the buttons, or you flip it closed and you've just got the basic buttons on the outside maybe.
Mm.
We've got 5 minutes left.
Start breaking off.
Okay.
Well, we've got a few ideas there.
Yeah, we should. I guess by the end of this meeting, we should have at least a rough conceptual. I mean, what was stage one was technical functions design, what effect the apparatus should have. Okay. So I mean, we still have time in our next meeting to come up with the actual concept for the user interface. But the functions that we're sure that we want are that it can control the TV, but also devices connected to the TV. I mean,
yeah,
be able to operate DVD players, things like that.
I think we should also have a backup plan of. I just think that it might be expensive to make something that. I mean, we haven't been told it has to be something that will control everything.
Yeah.
We should have a backup plan of just a really good television remote control that is just for a TV, but it's just a really good, nice one.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah,
because I'm just thinking, bearing in mind, we had to have something that's cheap to make.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should just concentrate on having a good TV remote and have it be.
I think we'll be able to come up with ideas and stuff a lot quicker.
Have it be like ergonomic,
yeah.
So it's comfortable to use, simple to use, and looks decent.
What will make it interesting for people to buy, though?
Something that's for disabled people or some people that don't see very well, or big buttons for touchy buttons. For
sort of find a niche for a remote, like market it to a certain kind of.
Or just one that looks really fucking cool.
I think you're
really
right.
Light or something special.
Yeah, rather than focus on.
Otherwise, we'd be all day talking about this, let's do that. And I think we should.
Because at the end of the day, if it says just TV remote, it doesn't say combination
of
all.
I mean, obviously, it sounds like we're all a bit sort of gadget heads and we like things that do everything in one, but. Yeah,
remotes spinning out from other remotes.
Yeah.
Having little nested remotes inside.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I'd like one that makes tea as well, but that's not going to happen.
I think a flip up thing, because you always have this problem of, like, if it's on this. Well, I did, we had 5 or 6 remotes and they'd be lying on the couch. You'd come and sit down and, oh, the television switched on or something. So maybe something that like does have a lid or closes so you don't accidentally press a button.
Okay,
like a lock functionality
like you have when you turn phones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But make it like really snazzy and cool that people will want it, so make it,
Yeah, it's got to be sellable.
Yeah, that's true what you're saying. I mean, it doesn't have to have a flip function, it can just have a lock function so that it's not usable when you don't want it to be usable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even for kids as well, it's safer for them, I guess, like, they don't flick onto channels they're not allowed to flick onto.
No porn channel for children. Okay. Alright, so we've got some ideas.
I guess that's.
Let's move on.
That's good for you.
What does ID, VID, and NE stand for?
Industrial designer.
Oh, okay.
Which is.
Well, these were kind of specific. No marketing.
Yeah, there you go. So that's. User interface designer, that's.
That's me.
Yes.
Okay.
That's you. So you've got to. There you go, you're going to be the one that's working out what buttons we need.
Right.
Industrial designer, you're the one that, you're going to be working out what kind of box it goes in, I guess, or whether it's, what goes into the box, somehow.
How it works.
And marketing.
So what the user requires.
Yeah, what?
Well, kind of
right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it does
I
seem
guess.
Like
our
responsibilities to.
You two are going to do just, I think, just double, working together. You're the one that's going to go and find out, do the research, see what people want in the remote, what buttons are used more often, and stuff like that. Oh, we've been warned to finish the meeting now. Okay, everyone, well done. Good meeting.
Alright, see you in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, do you take me off? I don't.